J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting?
J2K. J2K.
Mr. Rogers makes me cry like a little bitch. Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF.
J2K.
J2K.
Hey everybody, don't forget, you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to J2K Podcast. From quarantine, I'm Jeff.
I'm Justin.
I'm Christine here in the corner. Can't really
see me. I'm Kareen in the back in my backyard.
Kareen is in her backyard watering. I've actually hit record on all my devices, so.
Can you guys hear the flow of the water?
Nope.
Oh wow, that's kind of crazy. I would have thought it would have really interfered.
No. So.
Well, hi everybody.
Everybody.
The Mother's Day edition.
Wearing my special cowboy shirt that I'm happy we're doing a From Here Up podcast from the Below the Boobs Up, because I bought this when I was skinnier and the bottom buttons keep popping open.
I was wondering if that actually fit. Because I don't think I've ever seen you in it.
It does if I keep it sucked in.
Yeah. Those Western shirts have like the snap button, so you can't even, like,
yeah. That's because you're supposed to tuck it in with your big belt buckle.
You can't even get the bulbs.
You can't, like, sew on a bigger button and make sure it stays on.
Well, you know what I do as a female when it comes to that is I just wear it open and with a t-shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
What were you going to say, Justin?
Yeah, I interrupted
you. Are you wearing a bullet tie with it?
No. It's just...
Oh, it's just piping.
Yeah, and the back has a... Skull guy.
Oh. Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah. I bought this because I love Josh Homme and he wore a shirt like this one time. And so.
You wanted to copy him. Cool.
Yeah, I want to copy him.
Copy your.
In musical and stylish ways. Oh, Kareen. There is her and her nostrils.
Yeah, I love Josh Homme, man. He's just an interesting human. I love how quick-witted he is.
Yeah, music is certainly getting me through this quarantine.
Yeah, man, for sure. I've got to play it all day through the house.
I went crazy yesterday and played a bunch of music on the drums and got my loop pedal out and played the guitar and painted a wall and unloaded some soil that I'm going to spread around the house. I'm loving up some little seedlings I got started.
Nice.
Yeah.
I bought a whole cowhide of tanned leather.
Really?
Sweet.
And I bought a section of vegetable tanned leather, and which is like a little thicker and harder and actually like light tan. The other hide is oil tan, so it's like it's the dark tan that's kind of miscolored all the way through, like a brown color.
Okay.
I'm going to make some leather bag. So,
ooh.
Oh, sweet.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I needed some. I needed something to,
What? Kareen? She's like...
Yeah.
Kareen, come talk to us.
I had to get my knife.
Like, it sounded like you got 50 of them.
Maybe, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my earbuds out and then... Okay.
Welcome to J2K Podcast. Listen to Corrine go through her drawers.
It's like the ASMR, except it's knives clinking.
Oh my god, now I can't hear you guys. Shit.
Put one in.
Oh, I'm putting it back in.
That's okay.
Yeah, so, it's not the earbuds.
So I bought the leather. I'm going to start making some leather goods. And I also have a, like the pyrography pin where it burns into stuff.
Hmm. Oh, like a
so
pen?
So I'm going to create some...
A like, hot pen?
Yeah, it's like a, it looks like a soldering iron, but okay. It has different tips.
Just so the I'm tips?
I'm going to burn just the tips. I'm going to burn some different patterns into one or two of the bags that I make, like maybe like a triangle pattern or something like that.
Yeah, you should make your own brand, like draw up
a
JFW or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Put my own insignia on it.
Just the tips.
I would, She wants you to call them just the tips.
The slogan, just the tip.
Just the tip.
Okay, so I want to go around the virtual room. I'll start with Corrine, and I want you to tell me what you think about all the conspiracy theories going on with COVID and everything. Yeah, right.
Oh,
it's funny.
Man.
Talk to us, girl.
You know, I'll be honest, they're easy to buy into. I mean, that's what's so ridiculous about this whole thing is it's turned so political that you're like, well, what's the truth and what's not the truth? And, I have to like stay level-headed and realize that, you know, I mean, I'm a big supporter of masks. As you guys all know, you've heard me talking about how many masks I've made. I'm up to like over 300 now. And, but I deal with a family member that is always thinking that this is she thinks it's a conspiracy, and she did on day one, and then she dropped it, and now she's back to thinking that. And so I get to hear it all the time. And then this is my sister, so Camille, if you ever listen, I'm not talking shit about you, I love you.
Hey Camille.
And I told her the same thing. So my sister, she gets very opinionated, and she dropped off of Facebook probably, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years ago, because really she was embarrassing herself, and she'll admit that too. So she just is on Instagram, and it's great for her, and it's photos, and all of a sudden she decided last week to join Twitter.
Oh boy, that's worse than Facebook, man.
It's totally worse. And she's like, I get to hide behind this person, and I get to say whatever I want. And then all of a sudden her views and her opinions have like escalated, and I'm like, girl, you got to get off Twitter, or you've got to just follow like NPR or BBC or something, like,
yeah.
You know, follow other people too. Don't just, you know, and don't get your news off Twitter. Everybody, don't get your news off Twitter.
So, but,
yeah, that's a bad idea.
Like specifically, like what are some ones that you've like worked out in your head? Like, you know,
I don't really know if they're really conspiracy theories, but there's definitely like times where I have to remind myself that I'm not a doctor and I'm not an expert, but I don't know, just like reopening stuff. I'm like, come on, man, let's reopen it.
Yeah.
It's not that dangerous. It's not that dangerous. Like, it's just as bad as the flu and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, I've even come up with this one on my own, and then I just got to like put myself in check, and I'm like, girl, You don't know shit. Why are you even coming up with these ideas? But I had this idea the other day that, like, you know, the thing that's so scary about COVID is no one knows if they have it, right? That's what makes it so scary, is that you can be asymptomatic and, you know. And then I'm like, well, how many people with the flu are asymptomatic? Has anyone? Maybe there's a ton.
No idea.
No.
You know? And then I started going through that, and I'm like, well, maybe it's not as bad as the flu. And then I was like, oh, dang, I gotta turn the news off, which really, I don't watch the news, and I'm not on Twitter, and you know, I follow plants and puppies on my social media. So.
Well, more specifically, I was talking about, like, this documentary Plandemic from the gal that is an anti-vaxxer, like crazy over the top, like it's created in a lab. And it was like, I heard one that was, this is the world government, the secret world government, their plan to see how well we can prepare without us knowing what's going on for like a apocalyptic meteor strike. And so we tell everybody they've got this thing, and then they all buy a bunch of food and they go in their houses, and then we have a low level of death rate. And it's like, that's ridiculous, in my opinion.
That's what's actually happening right now.
Look,
that's what you know.
Yeah,
it's not a test.
Like that sort of stuff, and like 5G created it or whatever. Like,
yeah, I haven't heard anything about the 5G in a while. Yeah.
All right, Justin, what do you got about
Justin?
It's seeing all the conspiracy theories is depressing. People are trusting illegitimate sources, and they've become so untrusting in the government. And I think another thing that's getting those conspiracy theories rolling is that there are people in power, even. Those are the people that, there are a lot of people in power that are saying, that work in the government, we should open it back up, or it's not as bad as we think, or we don't need tests, or maybe a few people have to die, but it's worth saving our economy. And it's just depressing. So I've tried to stay as far away from all that as I can. I see tidbits and stuff, like, you know, I have conservative and friends. Well, I get people sending me all sorts of stuff, like, watch this, you gotta watch this video. And I just can't. And it's not worth arguing, because if you think the earth is flat and you want to argue that point, you're going to be able to find videos that you think support your facts, and you're going to be able to argue it until you're blue in the face. So I don't try and argue it. I haven't been watching. Like, I know the basis of some of the conspiracies, like that China developed it, or that, all kinds of them. My favorite conspiracy theories, though, and these are the ones I love and I will buy into, they're the ones to make people think. They're conspiracy theories to make conspiracy theorists fall in line. Like, all of these people saying that we should reopen the government is just to try to get you to not wear a mask so you die. It's like this weird psychological reverse psychology conspiracy.
Yeah, you better not wear a mask. Or you better wear a mask.
Yeah, they're telling you that so you won't wear a mask. They want you to die.
Who's they, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then, like, Christine, do you have anything about conspiracy theories, my dear?
Not really. I try to avoid all COVID-related things on our days off, because I deal with it all day at work. So.
Yeah. What are the catchwords that you hate?
Fluid, unprecedented. Every time it comes up on the news, I'm like, if I hear the word unprecedented one more time. This is a fluid situation.
Yeah.
We need to come up with better synonyms.
Yeah. What you doing, Kareen?
Peas.
So I told you guys, I kind of have a busy day today, and I made bread yesterday. Thank you, Justin, for the start.
Saw that.
Yeah, and no problem. It sounds like Christmas morning at your house. It sounds like there are five kids unwrapping presents at the same time.
So exciting. I'm making turkey salad.
Which, Justin, by the way, if you haven't had it, is very so good.
I know. No, I'm so sorry, guys. I'll get you some.
I know. One of these days you got to social distance, bring it over.
I do. Peas. Well, I totally spaced. I even went to the grocery store this morning, and for some reason in my mind, it had called for green onions, but it really called for red onions. But I'm making it with green onions. Peas, onions, paprika, bacon, mayonnaise.
So that sounds amazing.
It's really good.
Sharp cheddar cheese.
Did she mention peas?
Peas.
So, yeah. Still on that topic a little bit, like, the reopening of stuff is, to me, separate than the conspiracy theory stuff. But it also falls in line, like, the reopening stuff and the conspiracy series stuff. Some of it, like, makes sense to you. It's, like, seems logical, and I think that's why people are like, oh, well, that's obviously it, right? And, like, the reopening stuff, like, you can't go to a beach, but you can go to Walmart. Like, that, to me, that makes sense, right? But that is whatever it is. But, like, there's a particular person who I know and love, and she is, like, such a spiritual person, and, like, really, like, I've always loved her, but, like, she went off on Facebook about this plandemic video that keeps getting taken down because it is, like, a bunch of crap. It's somebody's belief in something that is not scientifically based. Just like the same with the guy who started the deal about vaccines cause autism. Like, it was, like, the dude was, he's not even a doctor or whatever. So, but she was, like, posted that, and people are like, oh, honey, like, that's not a real thing. It's, like, just this person's deal. And she goes, no, my spirit guides told me, like, this is true. Like, I know it's true. And, like, it happened several times in this post as it went, and I'm just like, oh, my God. So, like, Twitter, like, even Instagram or even Facebook, like, I just have to, like, keep scrolling. Like, yeah. I'm just like, okay, I gotta let that go. That it's like, it's gnarly.
And part of the reason that I keep scrolling past those two, especially when friends post stuff like that, is, and the reason I don't contribute or try and post anything myself is I don't want how I feel about somebody to change because they posted some dumb shit like that. And I don't want their feelings to change about me because
you had to say something about it.
I tried to call them out of their bullshit. So I just, and it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut when I see something that's wrong. And so I just have to stay away.
Well, and like, I know that Corrine will probably get this as well. And just because of recovery, but like, there's tons of stuff in my life that, like, I'm right about. But, like, if I spend time in being right about it, then I lose everything about, like, moving on in my life. And I become hyper-focused on, like, but I'm fucking right. And even if I am or not, like, who fucking cares? Like, in the end, really? Like, that's what you're gonna do? So, yeah, so, gotta get my wiggles out.
Yeah. Get your wiggles out. Yeah. It is weird, though. It's like, I really do want some stuff to reopen. I am one of those people that
Jeff is currently getting his wiggles out.
Woo!
Get your wiggles out!
Now he's going to be breathing heavy for the next 5 minutes.
So, hey, I'd like to address one of our listeners today.
Oh, yeah?
Who tried to kill me yesterday.
What?
We have one of our listeners, and I think she's going to know that I'm talking about her right now. Stopped by my house and tried to, kill me. So Aaron, if you're listening, I know you are because you like to stalk me through the podcast. Aaron was a guest on our show. You guys all remember Aaron.
Yes. 50 for 50.
Yep. Yes. Yes. So, Aaron likes, go ahead.
I've only met Aaron once.
Yep.
And it was brief.
Yeah.
She's just amazing. There's some kind of magnetism about her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and she doesn't seem like somebody.
She's listening. I just think she's a good human.
She doesn't seem like somebody that would try to kill you.
Every week.
She doesn't seem like.
She calls me and says, do you have something to tell me? What are you talking about?
Hey, she doesn't seem like somebody that would try to kill you. What'd she do? Try to hug you up?
That's what I'm thinking.
So she gives me a call yesterday, her and her good old husband, and say, get a bucket and put it on your porch. Fill it up with some water. We have a present for you.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, right on. I love presents. Allergic and then I'm like, fish. Does it need to be a clean bucket? They're like, well, somewhat clean. Because at first I'm like, Joe loves the fish. Am I getting fish? And then I'm like, I bet they're bringing me flowers or something. So here they pull up, and I'm outside waiting for them, and they open up their door, and what do they have in there? They've got, like, huge bundles of poison hemlock, which is a poisonous plant, and they wanted to give it to me. They were trying to kill me.
Did they tell you to eat it?
Did they not know it was poisonous?
They did not know. Aaron, I love you so much. It's just a funny story. Aaron thought it was Queen Anne's lace, which is my favorite weed in the world.
Aww.
And it looks a lot like it, but like Queen Anne's lace grows at like knee level and has very different foliage, but the flowers look very similar. And they were driving home and they saw it, and she thought of me and was like, that's the biggest Queen Anne's lace I've ever seen. Aaron, I'd love to know if you and Joe have an allergic reaction.
That's what I was thinking. They all broken out.
They didn't. When they got to my house, they were totally like, here you go. And I'm like, that's poison hemlock. They're like, wait, what?
Meanwhile, they're covered in, like, boils today.
And they're like, oh, my God, we picked it. Then we just, like, it smelled bad. And we put hand sanitizer on our hands. And then we were eating. And so we had a good chuckle about it out in the front yard yesterday. Aaron? Shout out to you. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I thought that was very sweet, and it was kind of a funny story, too.
Yo, Aaron, how you doing?
Aaron.
Oh, man.
I thought you were going to say that they dumped a bunch of razor clams in a bucket for you, and then you're allergic to shellfish.
Oh, yeah. I guess they didn't have a very successful clamming day, so.
Well, we saw a picture.
Well, there was a picture of Aaron
that
I saw with two giant razor clams.
Maybe those are the only two.
I think they said they got three clams and they gave them to his sister.
Oh, okay.
Sister Mary Superior, better than you.
Ooh.
Hey, that's the second time that's made an appearance on our show.
Yeah, it's one of our top listeners.
That's right. Sends us an email every week.
This week got pretty good.
Quick question. Before we started recording, you guys were talking about beaches and hiking opening. Am I going to be able to hike soon?
Well, they've opened some. They opened the Mission. I know. I don't know.
I need to hike.
I hope so.
Well, the thing is,
I guess this is my opinion because we've all got one. I think, Justin, that the National Forests are going to be the first to open.
I hope so.
Oh, because Trump wants to reopen.
And then I think the state parks and the busy state parks are going to be the last to open, and the beaches. But I bet you the National Forests will be open. Because they don't have, like, amenities anyways. Like, you're kind of out there on your own anyways with no bathrooms and, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of them are, you know.
Where you have to stand to shit.
Well, the bathrooms are locked during the winter anyway, and people still hike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And most of the trails that I hike on are so obscure. They're so out there. You only see like one or two other people on the trail when
I know. That's the way I am too, because I always hike with my dog and I don't want her on a leash, so I just go to places where there's nobody.
Right.
Yep.
Well, Friday I did research because I was going to go clamming with Aaron and Joe. And what I found was that the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife said clamming is open. But you better check with the, like, state parks, Oregon State Parks, because they control the beaches. And Oregon State Parks told me all beaches are closed, so.
Right.
But there's a lot of beaches that are, like, national forests. They're U.S. Department of Agriculture. And I feel like those kind of places might open.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's, I was just going off the info I got from the professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mental health, in order to stay on the up and up, I just have to constantly exercise or have some kind of project that I'm working on. Because if I sit on my couch and watch TV, the whole next day, I'll just want to lay in bed. Like, really sad. And so, you know, it's supposed to rain all next week. And I really, I don't know, it'd be nice to get out in the rain and walk in the woods. Mm-hmm. So,
have you been slobbing the bears?
Oh, I thought you meant J&O.
No.
No, I haven't. I need to get my bass out. I still haven't gotten my bass out. I think I'm kind of intimidated by it.
Well, I know what you mean. Go ahead.
It's been so long since I've played, and I wanted to take this time to learn some different techniques and stuff, and I'm procrastinating about it. I think once I dig it out of my case and start playing it, it'll be, like, even just playing around on it, it'll be a lot easier. What I need to do is the same thing I did when I was 17 years old and pick out one of my favorite albums and just play along to it.
Sorry, guys.
Well, you know what they say about, like, the hardest part about, like, running?
Is just starting to do it.
Is putting on your shoes.
Yeah.
Because you're fat before you start running.
You got to lace the shoes up.
That is the hardest part because I'm so fat, I can't bend over to tie my shoes.
Dude, don't even talk to us. Like, this window on the screen? Like, we have to put each other's shoes on, okay?
We haven't gotten that bad yet. Although, I can usually tell when he's putting on shoes or socks.
Oh, yeah.
From the other room.
I'm like, oh!
He's either, like, tooting,
out of breath,
pooping, or putting his shoes on.
Jesus. Just bust hard there.
I've actually, with it being my top form of antidepressant, I've been working out a lot. Like, not, like, I'm not a runorexic. I don't run an unhealthy amount, but 3 miles every other day, and then I do push-ups and sit-ups on the days off, or other, like, exercises. But that's really helped.
Shake weights,
maybe. You should see my left forearm. Whew.
There was a party and somebody came.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Oh jeez. Excuse me.
So nobody like laughed it up on my like you have to stand to shit in the woods. Nobody. Like I got nothing from you guys.
I laughed.
Thank you, babe.
Well, I know Christine doesn't stand to shit in the woods. She squats to shit in the woods.
Oh yeah. Gotta watch out.
That's right.
Power blasting. Yep.
You want your butt as low to the ground as possible so there's less splashage.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of, I was on a walk with
speaking
my daughter.
Of pooping.
Yeah. Stay with me.
Okay.
I was on a walk with my daughter the other day, and if anybody's on my Facebook, they saw the pictures of the flowers and video of my daughter riding her longboard down this hill. We are walking back, and the statues at Linfield that were wearing the masks, if you saw in there, back behind them is like a arborvitae little area and a shed. And she's like, "Dad, come here, look." And I'm like, "What is that?" And she goes, "That's my poop." Like, I had to poop, but I didn't want to go home. I was with my friends. So it was like a solid one that just went boop. And landed on the ground, and she's like, "It's like a mountain."
So she had like left it there a few days prior.
So if that's my daughter's funny. Listening to this, sorry that I just blasted this on everything, but it was funny.
Oh,
like coming back to admire her work.
I said, "Should I take a picture of that and send it to your mom?" No.
Well, sometimes
she's like
go.
The criminal that went back to like revisit the crime scene.
That's right. I just want to see if it's still there.
Yeah, come back to check on the dead body.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That is really funny.
Little turd soldier.
Did I tell you guys about the time at camp where it was one of the first years I went to camp, and it's like a week or two long, a week and a half long, I think. I was afraid to poop in public facilities at the time. I did not like pooping in public facilities. And I especially didn't like pooping in a latrine that smelled awful. And so I decided I was just not going to poop. And after a few days, my body is like, guess what, motherfucker?
You're pooping.
It's coming right now. So it was a church camp and everybody was at chapel. And I was late, of course. And I was walking, always, I was walking by myself. Chapel had already started. I could hear them all singing down the hill. And I start walking, and my body's like, right now. It's happening right now. And so I ran off to the side of the trail a little bit. And it's still a clearing, but, like, you know, I kind of hit by, like, a shed or whatever. And it was all one solid, happened before I, like, before I even knew it was over. And and so I went to go, like, I'm surely I need to change my clothes or whatever. No, I was really lucky. It was one that you don't even really need to wipe for.
Wow, so this was the best ever.
It was a nice one.
You were not hydrated enough, thank God.
I felt like a new man, and so a new boy. And so I walked down to chapel, and we had, like, you know,
skipping down the hill.
Chapel got over, and we all walked back. And later that night at dinner, I heard some kids talking, and they're like, did you see that poop in the grass on the way back to chapel? What kind of animal was that? it was huge. They were like, I don't know what that was, but I don't want to stay in the cabin alone tonight. Oh.
It was Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's awesome.
Oh my God, dude. That's so amazing.
So that happened.
That's a thing.
Oh my gosh. There's nothing better. I hate latrines, though. Gosh. I would rather go in the woods than in a latrine.
So if you got caught throwing a can, a tin can, or a soda can into the latrines at my camp, they would put the harness on you and lower you down with the pinchers to get it out.
Oh! What?
Because, yeah.
That's totally illegal now.
That is like child abuse.
In the 80s. Oh my God.
At least they threatened it. I don't know if I knew anybody that did that. No. Nobody did it because they didn't want
to. No.
Gross.
But, yeah. And also, if you got caught, the funnest thing about camp, if you got, and there were hundreds of kids there, but if you got caught in the mess hall with your elbows on the table, everybody would start pounding their fists on the table and until you ran around the flagpoles. So you'd have to, they'd call you out and they'd do a little chant and you'd have to fucking get up and run outside and run around the flagpoles.
So it sounds like maybe you had to do that.
Once or twice. Everybody did.
It was like charm school. It was like church. Elbows on the table.
It was kind of like a mini Hogwarts in the woods.
It sounds like Jesus and Ann Landers ran that thing.
I know. It's
Did you have to have all your silverware on the right, correct side?
No. No, and they didn't even really care if your elbows were on the table. It was just like an I got you thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Have you guys ever seen the movie, But I'm a Cheerleader?
Nope.
It is, oh man, you guys gotta check it out.
I have.
It's about this girl who is gay and she's a cheerleader.
Yes, I have seen
it. And her family's like, you can't be gay, you're a cheerleader. And it was like, but I'm a cheerleader, I can't be gay. And like, she doesn't want to be gay, but she's gay. And they sent her to like gay camp, and that's what it sounds like. You're just like,
oh my God.
It's hilarious. It's such a great movie. It was probably made in like the late 90s.
That sounds like in a movie, hilarious, and in real life, horrible.
I know.
Dude. Oh, it's horrible. And like, yeah. Yeah. In real life. So but it's funny. Made to be kind of a comedy, but like, yeah.
When you said flagpole, Justin, I thought you were going to say they made you stick your tongue to the flagpole.
Camp's not when it's cold, babe.
Well, I know.
Like, they made you lick the flagpole.
in summer.
I was thinking, and your tongue got stuck to it because it was winter.
Christine, did you ever have to go to summer camp?
Oh, yeah. I went to a lot of summer camps. I don't have a lot of good stories, though. I had a Girl Scout camp, gymnastics camp. That was fun.
I didn't go to any camps.
I used the facilities because we had flushing toilets in both.
The only camp I did was outdoor school.
We would take the blue gel toothpaste, and we would find a victim, usually someone that was a shithead, and we would draw a mustache on them, or like put a stripe on their forehead with the blue gel toothpaste, and leave it on overnight.
Oh, jeez.
And it stains. It stains you back then. It would stain your face blue. So they would have like a blue mustache the whole next day.
That was funny.
Good times.
You guys are troublemakers.
I also had a cabin mate that I kept smelling poop.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh yes. And I think he had a similar situation that I did, except in the pants. I had to call a camp counselor in and, like, check the cabin. And sure enough, under his cot in a pile of clothes
was a dookie.
Baking in the hot, humid summer heat of Southern Illinois.
God damn. That's awful.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Poopy pants.
Memories. Memories.
Of the time when I was afraid to shit. Yeah, that's gonna fall. You good?
I have a coworker that has a phobia still of public restrooms. And he will wait all day long until he gets off work to go home.
Oh, I can't.
And he lives 40 minutes away from work. Oh. It's a 40-minute drive.
Does he have a story of shitting himself?
I don't think he's ever, not that he's admitted, but he's had times where he's been like, oh, and by the way, they feed us for free at work, and it's amazing. But sometimes the food's not bad, but you don't complain about it because it's free. Or the food's not good, but you don't complain about it because it's free.
Well, some people do.
Well, sometimes it's not the best for your body.
Diarrhea!
And he's had moments where he's like 30 minutes after lunch break, he's been like, I gotta go home. I'm taking a sick day.
Oh my god.
Well, take a sick day as opposed to go, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah. There are some very clean bathrooms there.
I know. You guys have, like, the family rooms, too. Like, the family restrooms.
Well, we can go to restrooms that you can't go to as a guest.
Yes. Yes. And, like, a lot of the shifts, it's so slow in there on a weekday.
Yeah.
That nobody's in any of the bathrooms.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you get privacy.
Lower level peak, brother.
Yeah. So, I think I told you guys the story of... my son being, we flew to see my mom in Texas, and my son was like 4, and he was sitting in someone's urine on the toilet seat, and I got paranoid about it, and the next time we went and saw his doctor, I told his doctor about it, and he said my favorite thing about using public restrooms, the only thing you get from a toilet seat is scared.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, I know a gentleman that will go on like a week-long camping fishing trip and not take a crap.
Oh.
Man, when it's time, it's time.
And
yeah, I know.
I gotta be there. But...
Doesn't have an issue with it really.
That's crazy.
Like, and I'm like, oh no, it's once or twice a day for sure.
Wait, so, I'm gonna have to stay with. Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to go fishing at some point when they open the fishing places back up. We should socially distance fish.
There are spring salmon in the Willamette right now, and I want to take my boat out and go fish for them.
You guys should go together.
Well, I still want to be able to see my children, and I feel like if I break quarantine and I'm around, I just go to hang out with a friend, and my ex finds out about it at all. She's really paranoid about everything. I think she'd be like, you should probably just stay away from us now that you've been around other people.
Can you social distance in a boat?
Well, we can't social distance a boat, but, like...
I'll take Justin's spot.
There's... Like, at what point are you going to be able to see anybody then?
Yeah. I don't know.
Kareen came over and brought us a mask and stood in the garage and was at 10 feet away from me or more the whole time. And, like, I don't think that that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you could get it. Like, nobody sneezed. Nobody spit on each other or...
You're closer to people in the grocery store.
Yeah. And, you know, since this is, like, out into the Ethernet here in a minute when I send it out to everybody to listen, like, you're going to have to, like, make sure you get a written statement from us to give to her so that...
Like, well...
We didn't do it, I promise.
Well, my relationship and my time with my boys is more important than anybody or anything, including myself. So, and my, like, need to socialize with people. They've really kept me going. I've had them so much since this has happened because my ex works from home. And she's, like, constantly on the phone and in meetings and stuff. And so they're just at my house all the time. It's been a lot of fun.
That's cool. I will say I'm a little jealous of your guys' extended vacations.
I know. I would have to say I am too.
I was telling Jeff this morning, I'm like, I can't remember the last time I had, like, 2 months off since I was in, I don't know, sophomore or junior in high school. Because I've always worked. Like, I worked in, once I got a job at 15, I worked. And then in summer, like, I worked during the summer in college. And then I got a real job. And then I don't think I've literally had 2 months of nothing since I was, like, 15.
Well, I've never had 2 months of nothing that I didn't worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, it wasn't fun.
This is 2 months of not having to worry about stuff, but not being able to go do anything.
Hey, right. You know, I'd sleep.
She would.
If you would have told me a year ago that I was going to get 2 months off and not have to worry about anything, I would have been so excited. But I have a constant battle in my mind of I'm on, like, especially when my boys aren't here. Like, I'm on basically a deserted island in my own apartment. I get out and I, like, go for walks and stuff, but it's fucking lonely and depressing, and I get bad anxiety on top of all the other stuff going on in my life. And I get spats of that. It's either that or it's like, this is like retirement. This is what retirement's like. I need to enjoy it.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No. And also too, like, this is like the world is going to be different now.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Asia probably is going to be more suited to this new world we live in because they're used to, like, pollution making it so they have to cover their face. And now the virus...
And they're, like, a communist country, so they do what they're told.
We were watching...
Quarantining and controlling a virus much easier than it does for people in America that just think, I'm going to do what I want to do.
We were watching the news, and South Korea, like, if you test positive for it, they take you and put you somewhere, and they take your phone and they go through and they find out who you were. They're contact tracing, and but they're making you do it. Mm-hmm. And like people would lose their fucking minds here.
Dude, they would lose their minds. Israel's doing the same thing. Yeah, they're putting them up and like they're like, you have to go. Like, no choice.
Yeah, people would lose their shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if
people
about?
Are losing their shit now.
I know.
Like people that are like you can't have an abortion. But they're like, I need a fucking haircut. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know, my biggest fear is we've gone through all of these measures to mitigate the spread, to slow the spread, and now...
Unprecedented.
Yeah, unprecedented times.
It's very fluid.
And now, because we've done, you know, 6-7 weeks worth of work, everyone's freaking out, and all these people are, like, on Facebook... getting together all on top of each other. You know they're not supposed to be all on top
watching
of each other.
Watching Plandemic.
So irritating. So you're getting paid to, like in your case, be away, or maybe you're in your home, but you're not... What am I trying to say? You're doing what you can, but also you're making bad choices. So in 2 to 3 weeks, because all these states have reopened, we're going to have this huge surge of cases. And then we're going to be in serious lockdown.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid
I ain't naming
of.
No names, but I've been staying home, staying away.
Yeah.
But we work with people that I see hanging out with people. No masks, no nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm going to go back to work with these same people that could be asymptomatic and have not, like, taken precautions like Justin and I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel freaked out when I go to the store, and, like, I'm in and
Me
out.
Too.
I'm in and out, and I'm just, like,
know.
You know.
But then there's those other people, like that hairdresser, hair salon owner in Salem. She announced that she was going to break the law, and then all these people are protesting outside her business on top of each other, some wearing masks, some not.
Being rude to people walking by, like...
And it's just, you know, I completely understand the economy of it all, but this is never going to end if we don't take measures now to slow the spread. This will just keep being delayed. And
it's, well...
So I contacted my hairdresser because you guys...
Oh, I know.
Looking good, sister.
Well, I decided, like, it's been a year now that I was going to stop coloring my hair, and... I don't know if it's just I'm bored in my house and I'm looking in the mirror too much or something, but it's really getting to me all of a sudden after a year. And I'm like, I think I'm going to color it.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
I think it looks really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's like brown over here. That's what I don't like. Like if it was all the way through, it's like you can see where I stopped coloring it. Anyways, I contacted my hairdresser and just said, hey, I think I might buy some, you know, product online. Unless, would you whip some up for me? And she's like, I actually set up a she-shed. You want to get in to see me? A she-shed. Is that what they're called? Yeah.
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 She's taking clients. She's taking customers.
But she's doing it on the DL and one at a time, right?
I don't know.
No.
So it's like I got this sudden rush of like, yeah, like I want to do that. And then I just thought, oh, my God. You guys know me well enough. Like, you guys know that I'm
not
like,
going to do it.
My hair is not done up all the time, and I'm not... I don't really care that much about my hair. And I'm like, oh my God, I would be the kid that would be in there getting my hair done when it got raided. I'd be like the poster child for like...
Your picture across the screen.
I know, I'd be a picture all across the nation of like...
And look at her, she's got her mask in her hand.
Look at her gray hair. Now she's got half gray over here and none over here. She's stopped in the middle.
I got a phone call from my dentist and my optometrist trying to get me to make appointments for like this coming week.
Oh really? I didn't.
And I'm like,
See, I'm gonna go get my teeth cleaned as soon as I can.
No, I'm like, I don't know. The doctor could be. I guess I'm just paranoid, but.
I don't know. I just feel like they're so used to working in a very sterile environment, and they're gonna have the N95 masks. They're gonna be gloved. They're extremely sterile to begin with. You know, I don't know. I think it's probably safer than going to the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our clinic, we bleach water every surface constantly. Like, as soon as someone's in and out, we They'll isolate you into one room. They won't let you go in the lobby. They won't, well, this is what we do. No visitors, nothing. You come in, your temperature's checked, and then you're immediately put into one room. That's the only room you're allowed to be in the entire time you're there. And then it's sanitized and everybody wears masks. I mean, it's definitely a lot safer than the grocery store, that's for sure. Or Walmart.
I think that this is my prediction. In a few years, there's going to be a huge fetish of people wanting other people to wear masks and gloves and stuff like that while they get busy.
You know what I thought you said? You know what I thought you were going to say, Justin? In a couple of years, there's going to be people, tons of people with rotten teeth not going to the dentist. I don't know why that's what I thought you were going to say. Of course, you have to take the fetish mask route.
Yeah, it was.
It'll be a mask in the box under the bed.
Wear your N95 mask for me, baby.
Hey, baby, I want you to test me for COVID.
I love those memes where it's like, not the time to find a partner, where it's like a girl who has a mask and she has the most beautiful eyes, and then they take the mask off and her teeth are all missing.
And they Photoshop a dude's face onto the lawnmower.
So she looks gorgeous, but only like this part up.
What do they call those fetishes where people dress up like stuffed animals?
Furries.
Oh my gosh,
that's
funny. I don't know why. I'm just picturing
like
furries with masks.
That's turned into, even from just a fetish, that's turned into like a culture where they like, they just do that and go hang out and cuddle with each other. And it's not even about sex. Some of the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We have two people that we work with that are furries.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Sweet.
Just their names right now.
How do you get into something like that? Like, you really love your stuffed animals.
You were like the high school mascot and it turned you on.
You were a high school mascot.
That's it.
I think the key for that and a lot of other fetishes and weird cultures is anime.
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it because they have the big cartoony dopey eyes on their masks and stuff like that. Uh-huh. And,
running, it's, you gotta put the suit on. And once you put the suit on, then you're no longer you, you're the furry. It's so much easier to go be whatever you want to be. You're the you're the squirrel now.
Exactly. They can take on a different personality and kind of, I imagine for people that are shy or that are extremely self-conscious, regardless of how beautiful they might be, everybody has their own, the things that they don't like about themselves. They can put all that behind them and not have to worry about how dorky or nerdy or ugly they think they are and just be outgoing.
I'm a unicorn, bitch.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm a fucking wolf.
Yeah. Pet me.
So my dad and my, when he was married to my stepmom, they really got into,
Don't say it.
You should call my dad out on this on Facebook, by the way, Jeff.
We should cue him up next week.
We should.
We're friends on Facebook now.
I know. You guys are like besties on Facebook. Yep. You're like saying all this ridiculous stuff about me and I'm like, oh God, dad.
Oh really?
About being a dad.
I don't know. Okay,
cute. About being a dad.
Yeah. But they got into going to like nudist resorts.
Whoa.
Yeah. And how you just described furries and hiding behind this big costume is how my dad described being at a nudist resort. It's like you're just stripped down to nothing and then no one's really ashamed of anything because no one's even worried about it because everyone's just out in the open and there's no way to judge anybody by what they're wearing or what they do for a living. You just can't even tell if they're a doctor or a gas attendant.
You just got to take that little bit of time to get over yourself and whatever weird thoughts you got and boom.
And he's like, it's the craziest thing. You experience the opposite of what you think you would with like insecurities and you become,
more secure. I think,
that's so funny.
I think
isn't that funny?
You should read the book Naked by David Sedaris. It's just a bunch of stories about his life. But he had a dream. He always wanted to go to a nudist colony. It was a dream of his. and he finally went, and he talked about the things you don't really think about when you're at a nudist colony, like that. It's not a bunch of beautiful people walking around.
Yeah,
it's a lot of people that are human, and like everyone else, and they're not perfect and gorgeous and beautiful. They're just comfortable in their skin, and also. You have to carry a towel around with you everywhere because you can visibly see toilet paper crumbs in people's butt hair, and like they get, you know, pubes everywhere and everywhere they sit. Like if you want to sit on a couch, you don't want somebody's like raw butthole on your couch. so they have to carry towels around with them to sit down. It's just.
Yet your pet's raw butthole is fine.
That's right.
Well, they eat a well-balanced diet. They don't even have to wipe.
We're used to our cat's buttholes. They stick it in our face all the time.
Butthole. You haven't said that one in a while.
Yeah.
It's good to get a butthole in once in a while.
It is good to get it in a butthole every once in a while.
That's not what she thinks.
No, it's the no-go zone.
Well, that took a turn.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
So, let's connect offline, Justin. I want to talk to you some more.
Okay.
So, I guess that's
Justin, your hair looks really good today.
Yeah.
Well, I've been shaving it.
You look super cute, like, laying forward on your pillow like that. Like. Me and Christine had the screen open the other day before, like, I met with my boys. I have a other Zoom meeting I do, and it's just the whole screen. And so we're, like, making faces in it. And it's the funniest thing. I'm like. Yeah, you were doing your hair, I think, and yeah.
No, I like to do this one. Before.
All right, well, we love everybody as usual. You know where we're at. We're on Facebook, Twitter,
oh, there it is,
Instagram. The dead eyes of Corinne.
Do it again, Corinne.
Yeah, do it again.
Okay.
Oh shit! It's so.
Oh, it's gonna be awful if we get stuck like that.
I know, wouldn't it be horrible if I really look like that?
Oh, one more thing before we go.
Oh my god.
Last week I was talking about when I did that thing with our friend Burke DeBoer and how I felt like I was doing what I always wanted to do, and our one of our listeners commented to me that he had heard that, and he was very touched by it, and, like, aww. I immediately started crying, and I almost cried when I was talking about it, and so that was a very touching moment in the midst of, like, poop and COVID, whatever we got going on, and Corinne's dead eyes. So, we love you. Send us an email at j2kpodcast@gmail.com or whatever you want. Just try not to make it super creepy. You know what I'm saying, Corinne?
Creepy.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I know exactly what you're saying.
All right, then.
I locked down my Facebook a little bit after that. I think that guy friended me.
Probably.
And then I accepted it, and then I unfriended him. So if you're listening, no way, dude. You're creeping me out. And I know you're married.
And he's a true fan if you made it all the way to the end of the podcast. So he's going to be pretty sad.
Well, as I like to as I like to say,
Hey, also, it's Mother's Day.
Don't do it.
Great. Don't do it.
What?
No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, those are so short. No.
Wow.
Cut them wet and always extra long.
Wow. That was so close. Everybody who's just listening, Corinne, like, had scissors up to her bangs. Like, crazy fucking look in her eye, too. Okay.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Justin,
Happy Mother's
what were you
going
to say? What were you going to say, Justin?
It's Mother's Day. I was just going to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Really appreciate you.
Yep. Happy Mom's Day.
Glad you don't listen to this.
Happy Stepmom's Day.
Yay.
Right.
All right.
Bye, guys.
We will talk to you guys later.
Love you. All right.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys. Love y'all.
All right. Well, that's...